927 4CC. G'day to Gus from the GAPDL. Morning, mate.
Good morning, Hamo.
Good. Happy birthday for Sunday, too.
Thank you, Barry.
That's... Hey, mate, look, we've got a couple of big visitors. I know the PM's in Rocky there yesterday, and he's there today. But we've got the Deputy Prime Minister in Gladstone today.
Today.
Yeah, he's going to make a big announcement with our federal member Ken O'Dowd. So, something to keep an eye on. Find out what that's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe it's a couple of projects they've been looking at to throw a bit of funding our way, which will be gladly received.
Yeah, for sure. That'll be good. Yeah. What else is happening?
Well, obviously Sunday this week is Mother's Day, and there's a big shout out to all the mothers in this region. Make sure everyone gets in early and books a nice spot somewhere to take their mum.
Yes.
Treat them to a lovely day. Always work hard and be kind to your mum was one of the first tips I learnt growing up.
That's right. And, for hubbies too, to make sure that their partners are looked after for Mother's Day. Because, yes. You know, obviously...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what are you going to do on Sunday, mate? Are you going to look after your other half or are you going to go play golf?
We'll break that when the comes around. I might sneak down to Bundy and see my mother.
Oh, well, that's why.
Yeah, she's rising 88, and so I don't get to see her very often. So
oh, well, there we go.
Down there.
Mum will love you for that.
You've got the markets on.
Yes.
Markets on, yeah, and a few art shows. I think Margaret Worthington's launching a new exhibition later in the week, and there's a couple of art classes around the place. So, yeah, there's a little bit happening. We're all... you know, ramping up for the 1770 Festival in a few weeks' time.
Yeah, yeah.
It just rolls one thing into another in the Glasson region, mate. We're just one thing after another. We're full bore.
Yeah, and it's coming into that sort of time of the year where there's a lot of travellers. I know travelling up from down south yesterday, the amount of motorhomes and caravans that are on the road and cruising around and enjoying a lot of what Central and North Queensland has on offer. And particularly Gladstone.
Absolutely, mate. Our tourism numbers have been very strong because, you know, it's also evident that the business traveller hasn't returned in full yet. And, you know, fortunately, that's created some vacancies for travellers in our region. And,
sure.
You know, our region always steps up to the mark in those regards. It makes people feel welcome. And, you know, so many people come through the Visitor Information Centre and say how lucky we are to have the facilities provided by, especially Gladstone Ports Court, you know, East Shores, the Maritime Museum, Spinnaker Park, the Gladstone Marina Precinct, you know, it's really, really, really impressive. It impresses people. And I think, you know, in time, if they get the Auckland Hill lookout done, it's going to be Gladstone's going to be a real destination on the map. So
people want to find out more info, mate, they can jump on to the GAPDL website.
GladstoneRegion.info.
Or pop in and see you down at the harbour. Or there's another office too around 1770, isn't it?
Yeah, and you can also pick up information at Junction Cafe, Calliope Historical Village, Mount Larkham and Merrionvale Cafe if you're passing through. So,
Gus, thanks for joining us this morning. Catch up again next week.
Thanks, Hamo.